Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
Woo! Let me shout a while. Everybody else wants to shout. I'll shout a while. But that's the truth. So a word of wisdom is future tense, and God reveals it to it. It says, in verse 8, it says, "To another, the word of knowledge." The word of knowledge is past tense or present tense. Something God reveals to you, something past tense are present tense. This is what this is. And you can do a whole study, and I'm just going to hit the highlights of this because Pastor Larry can do a whole lot better job of this and has done a good job of it. He's probably got a lot of teaching on it somewhere. And if you just get a hold to it, I'll guarantee you he's probably got 16 or 17 or probably 100 pages on the gifts of the Spirit in notes alone that will help you and be a blessing to you. But a word of knowledge. Notice here, it's a word of wisdom and it's a word of knowledge. It's not all wisdom and it's not all knowledge. It's a word. God doesn't tell us everything. He just only tells us what we need to know on a need-to-know basis. Isn't that right? Amen. And so that's what he reveals to us. Verse 9 says, "To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of the spirits." Discerning of spirits. Notice it does not say the gift of discernment. It says discerning of spirits. And that's where you see into the realm of the spirits. And the reason I'm pointing out the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits, because these three gifts operated in me and through me when I had this vision. Because anything you get from God supernaturally is going to come through the gifts of the Spirit. It's going to come through the gifts of the Spirit. And so discerning of spirits is where you see into the realm of the Spirit as the Spirit of God wills. And that point, you know, people talk about what Jesus appeared to him. Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin had Jesus appeared to him many times when he was here on this planet. Well, what was in operation, one of the gifts was the gift of discerning of spirits. That's where you see into the realm of the Spirit. And when you see into the realm of the Spirit, you can see Jesus, you can see an angel, you can see a demonic creature, you can see anything. But that's where only as God wills and not as we will. So I point those three gifts out particularly because they were involved in this. And it says to another, prophecy. Now when you come to prophecy, the Bible talks about that all of us may prophesy. The simple gift of prophecy, the Bible says, is speaking unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you may all prophesy one by one. Right? So we can speak with this supernatural gift of prophecy. Many times in my ministry, in my preaching, in my teaching, prophecy is taking place. I'm speaking by sudden inspiration of the moment, something I have not pre-planned or thought up, but it come to me. Now, I prayed, I sought God, I prepared myself, I studied the Word, and then at a moment, then God gives me a supernatural revelation, and it could happen to any of us. But all of us may prophesy according to the simple gift of prophecy, speaking unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. But in this also, so it carries with it another thought, a prophecy of foretelling or seeing into the future. And really that would be a lot more, not saying that anybody can have it, but a lot more consistent with the prophet's office than it would be just somebody that didn't operate in that office. Anybody can have any of these gifts operate, but it seems like it operates more in the prophetic office when they see in to the future and God reveals to them things. Amen? Just hang on. We're building a foundation to get to where we're talking about the vision. But he says here, to another, divers kinds of tongues. And he's talking about that, the gift of tongues, and of course, the gift to another, the interpretation of tongues. And here he's talking about the gift of tongues. There is a ministry along these lines of tongues and interpretation. But verse 11, this is what I want to get to. It says, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Notice who does this? The same Spirit. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills, not as I will. In other words, I just don't decide one day that I'm going to have one of these gifts and I'm going to take it and it belongs to me and I'm going to make it operate through me. No, it is as the Spirit of God wills. You see that? It's in the Bible. So let me tell you some things that happened to me even last night when after I went to bed and went to sleep. Now, it says that old men dream dreams. Isn't that right? Yep. But young men see visions. So I'm trying to stay into the vision department, so I'm just going to call it a night vision. Is that all right? The Bible does talk about night visions. But I'm sure it was a dream because I was hard and fast asleep. And, of course, it might have been that, you know, I had eaten too many lettuce leaves or something during the day. I don't know. Or maybe too many olives or drank some Diet Coke. It was spiked with something. I don't know what it was here, you know. So, but I'm telling you, I had an experience. I believe, you judge it. Everything needs to be judged. But I had a dream last night about the United States of America. And what I saw was not good. In fact, when I woke up out of this, I was very troubled to the point that I immediately was praying. But what I saw was devastation and destruction. Now, this, again, I'm not a doom and gloom preacher. But I know the devil has a plot and a plan to do some things in this nation. But I also know that Jesus Christ living in us is bigger than any devil. Amen. And I believe this, if the church will arise and take their spiritual authority, we can thwart and stop many things that we can see. See, God shows you things, not because some things can be changed. And I believe this can be changed. But what I saw in this dream, I'll just classify as a dream. Go ahead and step on over the line. I'd rather call it a night vision. But in this dream, I'm walking through communities. And through these communities, the first thing that I noticed, there was no one around. It was almost lifeless. And then as I look closer, as I'm walking along, there were houses, but the windows were knocked out. Curtains were hanging out of the windows, you know, like because the windows were either knocked out or blown open and the wind had blown them out. Blinds and things like that, you know, that would be on a window are hanging outside and partially inside. Doors were wide open. Furniture was laying in the streets, piled up. There were fires. Doors were knocked in. Some of the houses were burned, not totally, but partially, or they had caught on fire. And you could see smoke and fire everywhere around, and no person anywhere that I could see as I went along except a person here and there. And it seemed like that the people that I saw were walking in amazement and in dismay. It's like they were lost and wondering what's going on and what's happening. Also, I knew that there was no food. I knew that the water was contaminated. I knew that there was no way for transport anywhere except walk. If you couldn't walk, you didn't go anywhere. That's what I saw. Now, I'm not a doom and gloom preacher, so hang on. You know what I'm talking about? We're on the positive side. But I believe we can avert some things and stop some things if we pray and seek God. And I believe probably some of these things may even happen after we're out of here. You understand? So I'm not putting a time. Papa Hagen used to teach us this way. There's no such thing as time in the realm of the Spirit. You can see something that seems so real to you right now, but it may not happen for years up the road. So that's why it's you have to be careful about putting your own private interpretation on something you see in the realm of the Spirit or dream that God gives you.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and ebooks. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.